Well, we do have winners for our previous contest there, so we are now going to move, get this out of the way of you as the segment starts, so I don't forget it by the time the segment ends. This is for April 3rd. Phoenix Suns host the Jazz. Has a parking pass with this set of tickets as well for two. And what is the only building product for your home walls that we recommend at Rosie on the House? And I would say you can make more than one product, but they all have a common common tie that binds them for the structural integrity. What's the wall systems recommended here at Rosie on the House? Text that to 411-923, and we'll send you to April 2nd. Oh, no, this one's April 3rd, sorry. April 3rd against the Jazz. Let's bring Dan, who's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, here's my concern. I was going to put an LED bulb in my garage on a cone. You take the bulb out and just screw the whole system in. But on my wall switch, I have a sensor. It either does by sound or movement when you walk in. Well, I put that LED light in, and it would go on. It would be on because I'm in there. And then when it would go off with no movement or sound, it would just keep blinking instead of just shutting off completely. Now, if I turn that sensor off by hand, the power would go away from that LED light. Why does it keep on blinking? Is there some kind of leakage from the sensor?
Oh, good question.
Because the regular like, incandescent bulb, it would just shut off. It won't go on until someone goes back in the garage.
I don't understand enough about how LEDs work, how fluorescents work, how halogens work. I've read it 100 times, and it's fairly simple, but I can never fully grasp it. The problem you are having, though, Dan, is when fluorescents, incandescents, all these things come out, if you keep the controllers the same, they don't all work the same because it's not exactly the same form of energy. Stay on hold. We're going to get an electrician to help answer this so I don't give some improper information and then therefore create a lot of work during the week correcting the problem to everyone that's called in or asked questions or blah, blah, blah. We've got John with the Mighty Electrician in your area. We're going to see if we can't lifeline him right now and get him on the air to help answer that. But I'm pretty convinced that you've got a switch designed to work on a standard light bulb, and the requirements for an LED, I mean, when you get the bulbs themselves, they're different, and they've got parts built into them that are different to help accommodate these in a lot of cases, but the introduction of the LED light bulb is probably outpacing the updated technology of the fixtures that operate best with them. You know, there was a time you couldn't dim. You had to get special dimmers. The switch on the wall dimmer wouldn't work for a low voltage lighting. You had to get a special unit box for that low voltage lighting to be able to work on the dimmers. And the cases and examples of this go on for years or time after time after time, and they change. I mean, as soon as you stop thinking or you think you've caught up, they've got the next product available. And if we can't get the Mighty Electrician on the air, we'll get Alan from Statewide Lighting. He sells the products. If anybody is going to have a good, he sells them. John buys them. So if anyone's gone through the same experience they have, we'll get them online to help you get through that. So we appreciate the call because it that's one industry of several that I'll admit I personally don't make an effort to keep up with because it changes so constantly that it literally takes a full-time job. And that's the magic of the Rosie on the House referral network, is we have those people that take those on as full-time jobs, and they're available for you all at rosieonthehouse.com. And we're going to get them online.
We actually had Mighty Electricians already call in, and they gave us an answer. So he wasn't able to hold on. He said he needs to buy a fixture that is compatible with the LEDs. So he just said he needs to buy a new fixture. So it is that. You were right.
And Did he give us a price?
I did not see a price, no,
and
or hear.
Generally on a contractor, and I've got actually this in another email I was saving for later because I hadn't really completely scripted a appropriate answer or the politest answer I could put. But John's buying them at a contractor wholesale price. It's different than the homeowner consumer is going to buy it at retail price. So we'll see if we can get Alan from Statewide Lighting to get us a real-time price on what a compatible LED fixture will be. But it was an email from another listener that wrote in and said, what is a contractor's price? How much are they making on it? And they were specifically asking about the plumbing industry. And the project they're working on is a plumbing project, and they're looking at buying a couple new toilets. And you know what? I was saving this. I said it a minute ago because I wanted to say it in the politest possible way. But none of your business. None of my business. We don't ask for pricing. That's one thing we don't do in our screening process because, one, we could get in a sticky legal situation with price fixing. Go and become a plumber and find out. And I tell you what. Every plumber is going to be different across the board because of the volume that they're buying. A lot of times, manufacturers will give a co-op incentive where if you advertise their product, they won't give you money back, but they give you a larger discount on the product they sell. So it's different for every single plumber. But if you miss the 7 o'clock hour, I would really encourage you to go back and listen to it if you're interested in family-owned businesses. And one of the things we didn't get to were pet peeves in the industry. And when I filled out this questionnaire, one of my pet peeves was homeowners that don't think contractors have the right to earn a good, respectable living. Or people that think because they have a friend who's in the business that that friend should do it for them for free because it's their friend. If that person's your friend, you should want that friend to be successful. You should want to help that business. You should be more than willing to pay full price. And if you're not, well, then go learn how to do it yourself and quit complaining. So that's my soapbox. I apologize. I wanted to present that in a much more rosy way, a much more softer way than that. But you know, if you've got a problem with what you're spending for a professional licensed contractor who has to pay insurance constantly, whether he's got business or not, who has to pay employees constantly, whether he's got business or not, who's got to be ready, whether he's got business or not, to service that customer. And if you're not willing to pay him for his time, go learn how to do it yourself, and don't complain about the price. That's all I got to say. Help me, Mike. You've got information, so get me off this topic.
Well, we've got John on line one for you from the Mighty Electrician, so maybe he can help us out and get some more specifics on the fixture.
Okay, we had a who's not on the line. Do y'all remember his name? What was our last caller?
It was Dan.
Dan put in an LED light in his garage, and now is having problems with his motion sensor. John with the Mighty Electrician says he needs a new sensor. Do you have any idea what that what's the installed price on a new sensor, John?
It ranges depending on what type of sensor we're doing, and sometimes the boxes won't accept a sensor because they're bigger. In his case, he already has one there, so that shouldn't be a problem. So, but they can differ from that. So, but it could range anywhere from $100 to $200 to install, depending on your certain cases that we have to do. So, and yes, they can go to Home Depot and buy it themselves if they want and look up a YouTube video and do it as well.
What is your payback on that? That seems like a lot of money to switch to an LED light. But if an LED light really lasts 30, 40 years like it's supposed to, eventually there is going to be a payback on that time.
Yeah, it's the sensor that's the biggest issue, that the sensor is not compatible with the LED, and that's like a lot of the new dimmers, like you were touching base on, is a lot of these dimmers have to, they have cutoff points that all of a sudden the LED won't turn back on. So then you have to turn the switch off, turn it back on, and then they come on. Well, the new dimmers and new sensors, they have cutoff points that you can adjust to those levels so that way it is always working and everything that way. And the payback, it's just one of those things that you're trying to save money, and I don't know if there really is a payback. You're just trying to not use fluorescents, because the fluorescents containing mercury, which a lot of people don't like anymore. So a lot of people are going to the LED because the costs have come down a lot on them.
I know a lot of people, mom in particular, that the light that a fluorescent gives off actually gives her a headache. So theirs wasn't even a money-saving motivation. It was trying to find a different light that was a comfortable setting for them.
Yes, and LEDs come a long way. When you first had them, a lot of the light was a bluish color. And now you can get them in all the different, what is called a Kelvin rating, which is the color rendering of the light. And you can get them anywhere from your standard, what people know as a BR bulb that would be in a can light, that's more of a 2700, to the super daylight, which is like a 5000, which I would never recommend, but some people do like them. So,
well, it sounds like you're on the road. Did we interrupt you on a call?
No. Yeah, I was just finishing up a call where a homeowner got some, they're doing some insulation and reducting work with Rheus, and we're fixing some electrical that was done wrong up in the attic, and then also on the back patio where there's all sorts of splices done on the outside with no boxes, Romex, all that fun stuff.
Well, so, we appreciate you taking time out of that. That's John from the Mighty Electrician, servicing the metropolitan area of Phoenix. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348.